This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Cheryl. Cheryl's listening in Jefferson City, Missouri. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Hank. I know that as a born-again believer, that the second I die, I will be in heaven with my Lord. I believe that. I think the Bible teaches that. What happens to the people who are not believers? And I don't believe that they can gain salvation after death. But I also feel like there's some spirit influence in the world today. Are those all non-believing people? Does the Bible have any answers to that question?
Yeah, for certain it does. In fact, you're right in the first part of the proposition and perhaps wrong in the second part of the proposition. So you're absolutely right to say that absent from the body, present with the Lord. And Jesus actually describes this with a beggar named Lazarus in a parable
right.
in Luke chapter 16. He dies and he's in Abraham's bosom or paradise, which is a way of saying that he's in the presence of God. There's a rich man who dies as well, and he ends up in torment. Now, the text also tells us that he cannot come back to this world. In fact, in the story, he wants to go back and warn his five brothers that they do not come to a place like this, and the response is they have Moses and the prophets. If they don't believe that, they wouldn't believe even if someone rose again from the dead. And Jesus, of course, is pointing to his own resurrection, which is yet future, which is going to be the ultimate proof. And that has all the evidence associated with it. And if you can't believe that, you can't believe if, you know, if someone rematerialized after dying. But also implicit in this is that you can't come back, that you can't once again inhabit this world. So your soul is either in torment, out of relationship with God, or it is in Abraham's bosom or paradise in relationship with God. So there's no way in which you can say that they're coming back as spirits or poltergeists or something like that. I'm not saying there aren't spirits, because remember, Satan is a spirit. Fallen angels are spirits. Angels are non-physical beings. So we can talk about non-physical tormentors such as demons that do, as it were, sit on our shoulder and whisper into our ear. Now, they're non-physical, so they can't really sit on your shoulder, but they can conduct in mind-to-mind communication with human beings. And that's why we're told by Paul in Ephesians 6 to put on the full armor of God.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.